Coming to you from the Lydia Media Studios in the heart of Lewiston, Auburn, it's Lydia's Lunch Bunch, LA's afternoon morning show with Mark, Sarah, and Pam. We're covering news and events in the greater LA area and talking to the people making a difference in our community. Feel free to share your comments, questions, or suggestions via email at podcast@lydiamediallc.com.
And today's show is brought to you by Rupert's Beverage and Redemption. When it comes to beer, wine, and spirits, don't botch it, squatch it. At 4 locations in Lewiston, Auburn, and Oxford. Learn more at rupersbeverage.com. And remember, the party starts at Rupers.
And we have the pleasure of being joined in studio today by a member of the Auburn Fire Department, Tyler Arsenault. How you doing?
Good, you. Thank you.
Excellent. Thanks for joining us today.
Appreciate it.
This isn't early for you, right?
No.
You're fine.
Not at all.
Yeah. You're up.
This is...
Yeah. You're like... Middle of his day.
Two coffees in already.
Okay. Good.
So I understand you have a donation announcement that we're going to be making here in a little bit.
Yep.
Having to do with Wishes in the Valley,
yep.
Which we had the whole crew on here yesterday. That was quite a spectacle.
So we were missing Mike yesterday.
So we were.
Imagine
yes.
If they had all been
yes,
here.
Yes, we did miss Mike yesterday. Yeah, we had the whole crew. A lot of positive feedback on those t-shirts too, Pam.
Oh,
yeah,
awesome.
With the picture we posted.
Yeah, neat.
So I think those are going to be a hot seller.
Yeah.
A reminder that Wishes in the Valley is taking place this Saturday at Lost Valley from 3 to 9 or 10 p.m., depending on who you listen to.
Who you talk to.
If you talk to Larry, it's 10. If you talk to John.
Talk to the guy who runs Lost Valley.
It's 9.
It's 9.
We'll see. We'll talk about it.
I say somewhere in the middle.
Yeah.
In the middle.
Yeah.
That sounds all right. Yeah.
Before we get to all the good stuff, let's take a look at some headlines for Tuesday, August 5th.
WMTW reports that the Maine Department of Health and Human Services owes $11.5 million to Central Maine Medical Center. According to the DHHS, the delays were the result of the Maine legislature's failure to pass a supplemental budget, resulting in a $118 million Maine care shortfall.
According to data from the U.S. Energy Information Administration, the average residential customer in Maine experienced a significant increase in electricity bills with a surge of just over 36% in 1 year. It marks the largest increase in the country between May 2024 and May of this year. One reason for the rising rates nationally is that utility providers are passing the cost of upgrades on to customers.
A reminder that tonight is National Night Out. The event is designed to promote police-community partnerships and neighborhood camaraderie to make neighborhoods safer. Lewiston's activities begin at 6 p.m. at Lewiston Middle School, and Auburn's festivities begin at 5:30 in Festival Plaza.
Now it's time for the weather.
Rain or shine, it's all okay. Grab your uke and start the day. You don't need perfect skies above. Hey, just a song and a little love.
That's Sarah, by the way.
That's yep. That was an on the fly. Why don't you write a song about weather song?
And there you have it. And except it it's cut.
In half.
A quarter of what it was before.
Right, because before...
It's too long and it's boring.
Yep.
Yep.
Agreed.
All right, the weather. A mixture of sun and clouds today with a high of 79 and a low of 61. Partly sunny tomorrow with a high of 78 and a low of 59. Mostly cloudy on Thursday with highs approaching 80. But Saturday...
Saturday's going to be gorgeous.
Oh, good.
Looking like it.
In sports, Jaron Duran homered and drove in 3 runs, and Brian Baio gave up just 1 run over 6 innings to lead the Red Sox over the Kansas City Royals 8-5. They'll play again tonight at 7 at Fenway Park.
Red Sox shortstop Trevor Story was named the American League Player of the Week. In his last 5 games, Story hit .500 with 4 doubles, 3 home runs, and 8 runs batted in.
And the voice of the Portland Sea Dogs, Emma Tiedemann, will make history tonight at Fenway Park. She'll be part of the first all-women's broadcast team to call a complete Red Sox game. She'll be paired up with NESN reporter Alana Rizzo, who will provide color commentary. Tiedemann is one of just 2 women broadcasting in minor league baseball. Her former colleague, Riley Pay, is now calling games for the AAA Tacoma Rainiers in Washington.
Nice.
Cool.
That's your news, weather, and sports. And right now it's time for the podcast segment that is Sweeping the Twin Cities. It's time for Famous People Birthdays.
Famous. It's the birthdays. It's Famous People Birthdays. It's Famous People Birthdays.
Let's take a look at FPBs for August the 5th, shall we?
Sure.
All right. We're going to start off with director James Gunn.
Mm-hmm.
59 years old today. He directed Guardians of the Galaxy.
Arguably one of the best Marvel movies.
Really?
I'll take your word for it.
Yeah, me too.
I think I've said to you before, if you decide to ever watch Marvel movies, start with that series and then also watch Ragnarok, which is one of the Thor movies. So
all right.
Good.
Tyler, you a superhero guy?
He is a superhero.
Yeah, that's true. He's a real one.
Yeah.
More of a, you know, DC guy versus Marvel.
But, ooh. Yeah. Ooh. Shots fired.
I know.
Good thing Pam's between you guys.
Watch out. That's all right. Sarah can't land a punch.
So. That's right. As it turns out, not that kind of strong.
So DC is Batman, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
He just went from like Marvel to DC because he just did the Superman movie.
Yeah.
Who did?
There you go.
James Gunn.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Batman.
In a weird crossover. No.
Guitarist Eddie Ojeda of Twisted Sister is 70 years old today. He had the nickname Fingers. Eddie Fingers Ojeda. And rounding out FPBs.
Okay.
All right. I don't like it.
I don't like it. It makes me a little bit uncomfortable.
That guy's a douche rocket.
And rounding out FPBs for August the 5th is Maureen McCormick.
Ooh.
69 years old today. She played Marsha Brady.
Marsha.
On the Brady Bunch. And she was in some of those, she was in like Celebrity Fit Club and I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, and all those shows that featured washed up celebrities.
Oh, yeah.
It's a good time.
Poor Marsha.
At least she never did celebrity boxing.
Yeah.
I think she would have been paired up against Tonya Harding if that happened.
It was the other Brady, one of the brothers did the celebrity boxing, right?
Yeah, that was, I think, Greg.
That makes sense.
Yeah, I think he got his ass kicked by Danny Bonaducci.
That's right. You are correct. That is correct.
Oh, how the mighty have fallen.
How do you remember those things? Useless information taking up in your brain.
Well, Pam, you've known me for a little bit now. That's pretty much all I know. Those are your FPBs for August the 5th. Now it's time for some OTDs.
It happened on this day. It happened on this day. It happened on this day.
That's Mark.
Not bad, right?
That's pretty good.
Thank you. Thank you.
That was a legit compliment, Mark.
I know. Sarah hates it when I get complimented on my singing.
Yeah, it really bothers me.
I know.
Let's see. 20 years ago in 2005, the Dukes of Hazzard movie was released, starring Willie Nelson as Uncle Jesse and Jessica Simpson as Daisy Duke.
Classic.
Who played the Duke boys?
I don't know. Nobody really noticed, because I don't know if you heard, but Jessica Simpson played Daisy Duke.
Was it? I think it was Johnny Knoxville.
I'm going to agree with
you. There's this thing called Google.
Yeah, there is a thing called Google.
It's the only way I would know.
I'm going to go with Johnny Knoxville and the guy who played Stifler. I'm going to look it up.
I was like, are we looking this up?
Yeah, Johnny Knoxville and Sean William Scott.
Look at you.
There we go.
Of course you know. It's a crappy movie.
Full of useless information.
So bad. All right. 33 years ago in 1992, Jeff Porcaro, the amazing drummer from what band, Mark?
Toto.
Dropped dead in his front yard while spraying insecticide. Well, that's so sad. It was revealed that his arteries were hardened from copious amounts of Bolivian marching powder. That's bad news.
What?
Yeah. They felt the rain down in Africa. 42 years ago in 1983, Risky Business was released. And everybody knows how much I love Tom Cruise.
You do love Tom Cruise.
I just love Tom Cruise.
She loves to.
I'm uncomfortable by how much you love Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
It's unsettling.
Thank you. 61 years ago in 1964, Mel Brooks married Anne Bancroft, married up really good. They were married until her death in 2005 when they had four kids, and their son, Max Brooks, is the guy who wrote World War Z. How about that? 63 years ago in 1962, Marilyn Monroe's housekeeper discovered Marilyn's body in her bedroom in her Los Angeles home. Her death was ruled a possible suicide.
Mm-hmm.
That's so sad.
Possible.
Possible. We all know.
Yeah, just like Jeffrey Epstein.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sure.
111 years ago in 1914, the first electric traffic lights were installed in Cleveland.
Before that, people were just crashing into each other all the time, right?
Nobody even really noticed those stop signs.
Yeah.
Weird. And 164 years ago in 1861, Abraham Lincoln signed the first federal income tax into law. The 3% tax was applied to all incomes over $800. Oh, can we go back?
Well, I'm glad that never increased or caught on or anything like that.
Let's go back.
Yeah.
Those are your OTDs and FPBs.
For August the 5th.
Whether you want a sit-down meal or a grab-and-go, Pat's Pizza in Auburn offers delicious sandwiches, pasta, salads, and pizza at family-friendly prices. Pat's Pizza, serving the L.A. area since 1985. Open daily from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. at 85 Center Street in Auburn. Online at patsauburn.com.
Now we shift focus fully to our guest in studio from the Auburn Fire Department, Local 797, Tyler Arsenal. Tyler, you've been a fireman since April of 2012.
Yep.
Which is what, 13 years?
Yeah, 13. Yeah,
see?
Since you were 12? Worst
in high school math.
Not since he was 12.
What inspired you to become a fireman?
So my dad's been a call firefighter since 1994. My uncle's been a call firefighter since 1990, and great-grandfather of mine was a firefighter. So,
what does that mean, a call firefighter?
So, Local 797, City of Auburn, career firefighters. So we're, you know, staffed 24/7.
Gotcha.
Call firefighters or volunteers is, you know, call comes in, they drop whatever they're doing, and go to the emergency.
Go where they're going.
Yeah.
Gotcha. So, okay. Thank you for clarifying.
Yeah. So yeah, that kind of grew up around it. And I've always wanted to be a firefighter, literally. Like,
literally in your blood.
Yeah. And I've just known since I was a kid. I mean, since I can remember, is I want to be a firefighter. So
what is the process like to become a firefighter?
So I joined my hometown fire department as a junior when I was in high school. They kind of put me through the process there, got me some certifications, and then I went on to SMCC for fire science, a two-year degree. And then the wonderful City of Auburn picked me up and hired me for career firefighter. So, yeah, that and, you know, we're fortunate enough in the city here to be able to hire people and put them through our rookie school, and that gets them quite a bit of the certifications you need to become a firefighter. Mm-hmm. So.
What's the most rewarding aspect of your job, Tyler?
I would have to say being able to, you know, serve the wonderful citizens and be with the guys and girls in the station. You really are a tight-knit group, and you spend a lot of time with each other. So
sure.
It is rewarding for that aspect.
What about some of the common misconceptions that us normal citizens have about firefighters? Like, what do you do during the downtime?
A lot of, honestly, studying. I've been taking college classes pretty much since I got out of college to further my education. You can go down different paths of, you know, officer kind of classes or inspection classes, investigation, anything like that. Workouts. Fitness is really important to us. So you do kind of pump some iron on,
sure,
on duty, and cardio is very important. So it's nice when you're with a crew that all have the same idea.
Right.
So it's nice to be able to get crew workouts in and eating right. So
right. It's
fun.
In my head, I just picture you guys standing around making chili. I don't know why.
Yeah.
That's what I think you do.
It's like TV. Yeah.
Just what? You're just making chili. That's what you do in your downtime. I don't know why. Yeah, sorry.
I mean, food is a top priority, though.
I'm
it's
sure.
Like you come in, it's like, hey, what are we eating for dinner tonight?
You got to eat well. So. Right?
That is probably one of my favorite parts is having shift dinners. Just everyone get together and eat. So,
do you learn how to cook while you're there?
It would behoove you to learn how to cook. I mean, you can really make some good friends if you know how to mix
it. Good
meals.
At it.
I was fortunate enough that my dad went to culinary arts school, so he taught me how to more than boil water.
How's his chili game?
Yeah,
is it good?
Phenomenal. Yeah, that chili's.
I want to meet your dad.
Top notch. Yeah,
I like a good chili.
Yes. Chili is real good. So,
the Auburn Fire Department, I know, is really involved in this community. Like, I used to be a committee member for the Triple Crown 5K series, and you guys were always there organizing the fun run, and the kids just loved it.
Yeah.
I mean, loved that the truck was there, and you guys showed up. Some of you were in full gear and just, you know, high-fiving the kids. And
it's so hot for you to be in full gear like that.
It does especially get warm.
Emily's run. I've always appreciated that I don't know which station does it, but one of the stations stands with their truck on one of the corners for Emily's run and sprays.
They used to. Yeah. They didn't do it so this nice. Year,
they
did
didn't,
they?
Did they? But they were there. They were at the race though.
Yeah.
Just weren't on the. They're probably not allowed down on the track anymore now that it's brand new.
Now it's brand new and beautiful. Yeah. I think they found.
Yeah, you guys can wait up here. Yeah.
Go wait in the corner.
Yeah.
What does it mean to you, Tyler, to take part in those events and to be such a valued member of this community?
It means a lot to have, you know, community support for us and then to be able to give it back to especially the children.
Yeah.
You know, we do a lot of events like that, the you know, LA Triple Crown. We do our own truckload of Christmas during Christmas time, where we you know, have a bunch of families that we can buy for Christmas and deliver presents for them. We do a really good job. We have a pretty good little committee that is able to get all that done with the paperwork, buying gifts, wrapping gifts. So it is a huge team effort to get it done. But we, you know, we try to fundraise so we can sponsor that and sponsor the Triple Crown and events like that to get our brand out and make sure people notice that we do care about this community, not just fire protection.
Right.
How about some of the advancements that you've seen in firefighting in your decade plus of experience?
Honestly, one of the big things is the accessibility to cell phones, to be able to give 911, you know, a call quicker, faster. Sometimes that's an advantage and sometimes it's a disadvantage. You know, a number of calls that we get now are like false crash notifications.
Oh.
So it's a good and bad thing if you really did crash. Like, it's a good thing, right? But
if you just
a lot of the times
phone.
We're chasing ghost calls.
Right.
So,
yeah.
You know, for us, protection-wise, you know, the size of thermal imaging cameras now, so we're able to see heat and through the smoke. They just fit in the side of your palm now. They're really tiny, which is nice. You know, I remember when the first ones came out, they were like the size of a small computer. So,
wow.
Advancements like that are, you know, up and coming. I think now they have them on the helmet, so and then in your mask. So that's going to be coming down the pipeline. So you can use technology in your advantage big time.
I've always been fascinated by firefighters and law enforcement because you are the type of people that are running into danger while others are running out. It takes a special kind of person to do that. You have to be wired differently.
Yeah. It is funny because I, you know, I feel like I'm pretty cool, calm, collected under pressure, but like, if something little goes wrong in my daily life, I'm just like, what the heck? I ran out of ketchup and it's like the end of the world.
Oh,
it's
like,
you've got to be kidding me.
Total meltdown.
Right? Yeah. And that's on me. And I'm just like, okay, dude, like, dial it in right now.
Okay.
Just ketchup.
There's
get a new bottle.
Things
I think, you're allowed to have your moments.
Are you kidding me?
I'd rather have you freak out about ketchup than something really important, though.
Yeah, but it's just like I make myself laugh sometimes. Just like, you've got to be kidding me, dude.
That's
like,
good.
Getting worked up over this, but, you know, the end of the world could be happening. Just like,
what do we do now?
Can you send me another truck?
We're going to need more water.
Yeah. So
I guess I'm curious, too, how you maintain your composure in incidents like that when you're on a call.
I think a lot of it's experience, education, training. Training's huge. You know, having good high-intensity training. You know, when I played sports, it was always you wanted to practice harder than what game day was going to be. So game day was, you know, not a walk in the park, but you knew everything to expect. So kind of that aspect of, you know, you want to put yourself in situations that are uncomfortable, get comfortable being uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. So when things happen, you're ready for them.
Yeah. And you can't really be claustrophobic.
No.
When you're a fireman,
no.
Right?
No. No. It's tight everywhere.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Yeah. I mean, just the gear alone.
Yeah.
The weight and the how compact everything is. That would be.
How much does that gear weigh?
It's like 70 pounds. Everything.
Wow. You could pick up Lydia and just walk around with her on your head.
I mean, the thing that like really gets you is that it just doesn't breathe well.
Yeah.
Like your body's trying to shed off heat and it's just absorbing all your heat and you're just nice and sweaty in there.
Right.
Yeah. Nice, I bet those smell really
summer day.
Cool.
Yeah. Does it smell like hockey equipment?
Yeah. Yes. It's equivalent. Like it's the same kind of football hockey equipment. It's the same stink.
Pam can relate.
I don't play hockey, but my boyfriend does. He's a goalie, too, so it's really gross.
No. He's like, yeah, I know.
Does the city of Auburn have a hockey team? The Auburn Fire Department?
No.
No, okay.
No.
Yeah, I wasn't sure because I know the Lewiston Police Department does.
Yeah, and the fire.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, just curious.
We're more golfers.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. How's your golf game?
Mine was decent. I kind of did something with my rotator cuff, but was pretty good. But if there's like a tournament, we usually send, you know, two or three teams.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. A lot of guys enjoy golfing there. It's kind of funny.
It's
kind of our thing. Yeah.
It's a relaxing activity.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely.
You've got a good little rivalry going with like traditionally like police departments and fire departments have a nice little rivalry.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So do you golf with anybody on the police department? Or I know you guys do like your physical fitness challenges.
Not for nothing, but like we won't team up with another, you know, entity. But if they're in the tournament, it's like, how'd you guys do?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah? Like, and then there's just chirping after. Like, you catch them on the tee box and you're chirping them while they're trying to hit. That's and just, awesome. It's good banter and rivalry. And just, it's all for fun.
Yeah.
And it's usually for a good cause.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, right. Sure.
That's
sure.
True.
Do you have any favorite chirps?
Oh.
Because Sarah and I, we interviewed the Nordiques for like 3 years, like on a weekly basis, and we learned some hockey chirps that are just absolutely brutal.
I don't know if it's a chirp, but I think one of my favorite sayings with golf is, you know, you hit a really good drive out in the middle of the fairway and you're like, you know, 60 yards out or whatever. And a PE teacher of mine who recently just passed, he was a great coach, he would say, don't hit it out here if you don't know what to do with it next. You know? So it's like you're standing over the ball and you're like, all right, I have a chance to put it close for bird. And I just got to tap it and you blade it, you know, 120 yards. You're like, oh, no, like that was horrible.
Pull a Happy Gilmore.
Yeah, just that's not good.
That's my problem. My one shot's always good and the ones around it. I'm like, oh, can I put a hole together?
It's such a frustrating sport. Oh. Last year, I gave my clubs away.
Oh, no way.
I decided I was done with golf, and I gave them away. I had a friend whose son was getting into it, and he was like a senior in high school. And he's like, yeah, I got to get him some clubs. I'm like, do you want a starter set for him? Because here you go.
Yeah.
I am done.
What's your favorite course?
In Maine, it would probably have to be Boothe Bay Harbor and then Kibo Valley. But I do love my home course at Augusta, the country club there.
Nice.
It's a good one.
Is Mike LeCompte still involved with the AFD?
He retired.
He did, okay.
Yeah. I see him every once in a while, hear from him every once in a while. But, he's been retired for a little while now.
All right. What about Dan Boley? He's still there?
He's still there. There? Him and I got hired together.
Really?
So, he was, not to bring up age by any means, but he was
he's
the oldest hire
yep.
when there were six of us that got hired together. So he was the oldest one, and I was the youngest one.
Yeah.
I think he's like 44.
Yeah.
And I was 19.
So, old.
Yeah.
It was, he's like, I'm old enough to be your father.
Yeah.
So he's a good egg.
He is.
Dan
he's
so
my
much.
Former brother-in-law.
Oh, and, gotcha.
Ever since I knew him before he joined the fire department, and that was his lifelong dream.
Yeah.
And he dedicated himself to doing it. And I was so happy for him when he got it.
Yeah. If you're down and out, you should go see Dan Boley. He'll
use your spirit.
He will just
that's awesome.
He'll get you smiling.
Yep. He's a good dude.
Ribby a little bit.
Yeah. So earlier we were talking about Wishes in the Valley, the event of the summer that is happening on Saturday at Lost Valley. Tyler, can you tell us a little bit about what the Auburn Fire Department is doing for Wishes in the Valley?
Yeah, so we're doing the top tier sponsor for that event. you know, for us, we find it very important, especially to be, you know, asked to donate to that. And, you know, we know the other companies and sponsors that are sponsoring. So it's nice to be, you know, being able to join and support that, especially right in our backyard.
Sure. Are you familiar with Make-A-Wish Maine and what they do?
Kinda, sorta. I know we've done, you know, some Make-A-Wish before. Mm-hmm. We have, you know, some names on our trucks from the sponsors before, but seems like it kind of died out a little bit on our end. So it is nice to get it back and going.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
we appreciate it 100%. It's going to be a great event, and we're very excited that so many people came on board to support this event and the cause itself. So we thank you guys.
Yeah, no problem.
She's the final countdown.
I know.
Yeah, what is it, 4 days
it's
now?
4 days.
4 days?
Just four
days.
4 days.
4 days.
Here we go.
No, it's good. It's good on our end, you know, for me personally. You know, a lot of people are like, oh, your job's tough. You know, what you do is tough. Your workouts are tough. But, like, cancer's tough.
Yeah.
You know, so everybody, I think, knows somebody who's had cancer, and then throwing a child involved, and it gets a little more serious. So for us to be able to sponsor something like that is wonderful. So
yeah, have you ever seen or been a part of making a wish come true?
I personally haven't. Yeah. So
it's seriously life-changing.
Yeah.
I think being able to be a part of it in some sort, or even just watching a wish come true, just really shows how much not just the child appreciates it or is able to take their mind off, you know, all the other things that are happening, but the entire family as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's primarily they're hyper-focused on, you know, staying healthy and getting well and dealing with whatever critical illness the child is dealing with. It takes them away from that for just a moment, you know, and it's so amazing. And Make-A-Wish does such an amazing job putting it all together. So
perfect.
It's a really great thing to be able to help them do that.
Yeah.
So
we're excited. Yeah. We're happy. So
Pam, you got to experience that, didn't you?
Yeah. So yes, I have been a part of putting a play set together for a child in Mechanic Falls. There was probably a group of, God, I would say between 10 and 20 of us, depending on what time of day it was. We put together this giant play set that was his wish, and getting there in the morning, just figuring out how to do it. We had to work as a team. And then later that afternoon, the child had a limo ride and got to go get ice cream and then came home to his playset. And just to watch the pure joy on his face and start playing with the playset and the family all gathering around, just tears all around. It was just really cool. And then the second one I witnessed was actually kind of unexpected. We finished out what used to be the summer block party that was started by the previous owner of Uncle Andy's Digest. And our last one, we granted a wish at the event. And the wish was for him to sing in front of a live audience.
Oh, cool.
And he also got, you know, a bunch of musical equipment. And we didn't really know what to expect. No one had really heard him sing before. Mm-hmm. He had only sung, like, really in his house.
That's right.
And he was unbelievable. He just killed it. The whole place, I mean, there was probably 1,000 people there, and the whole place went silent except for the band, obviously, and him singing. And it was just unbelievable. So just to watch all of that happen is just, like I said, life-changing. So it's, you get sucked in, and you always appreciate being a part of it and doing what you can to make those things happen. So
are you going to be able to join us on Saturday?
I should be there.
Excellent.
Yay.
Yeah, because we're going
to send out another friendly reminder to the union.
Yeah.
See if they can't show up. So.
All right. There is a bucket golf challenge.
Ooh,
oh, perfect.
That's
well, good.
Right. So. I'm not good at golf, but I want to try that. I don't know if I'm good at golf, actually.
I can tell you that you're not.
Yeah.
If you've never played.
I was going to say, if you don't know, you're probably not.
I'm guessing I'm not. I'm not super coordinated, so.
If you've never played before, you're not good.
Okay. You have to play like every day.
Yeah, I can say that with confidence.
What if it turns out that I'm really good at golf? Yeah. Like, I'm really good at cornhole.
Moving right along.
There'll be cornhole there, too. Okay.
Yeah, that's right. Yes. Sarah's going to put on a clinic.
You don't have to be mean about it.
Okay, she will be singing the national anthem.
Oh, perfect.
Good. I can do that.
Yes. Oh, tell us about your new gig. Didn't you get a new gig?
Oh, yeah. I just was like, what else am I doing? After
your
yesterday,
manager knows.
I know. After yesterday, John Herrick asked me to do the national anthem for Baxter Games sometime this month.
14th, yeah. I think.
14th, yes. Thank you.
You're going to need a tour bus.
I know.
Pretty soon.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can warm up by singing the weather song.
Yeah.
And then FPBs.
Yes.
And then, you know,
yes.
Blow the roof off the place with the national anthem.
This will be my first paying national anthem gig.
Wow.
Ooh.
You're going to give me dinner.
Yay.
What?
The Sea Dogs didn't give you anything?
No, not they didn't even give me a water.
Not even a biscuit?
They got nothing. Well, they gave me tickets. They gave me four tickets.
She's like, can I get a water? Yeah, that'll be
$4. No, not even a water. Nothing. They're like, here, it's 90 degrees out. Sing the national anthem in front of all these people.
Sarah's like, I don't have any cash. Like you can swipe here.
Hang on, let me clear my throat.
Oh, boy. Oh, my goodness.
Yes. So, that'll be fun.
You are just blowing up.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell so many people that I know you.
Because nobody knows that you know Sarah.
Nobody knows. Nobody knows that we're affiliated.
Tyler, do you watch any shows that have, like, 911 or firefighter shows?
Like,
Chicago Fire or any of those?
I don't, but, like, I know
of them.
Of them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did get sucked into the 911s a little bit.
Yeah, like, I mean, I can't lie, like, Backdraft from 93 is
phenomenal. I was just thinking
phenomenal.
Backdraft is
but pretty, like
that's a movie though.
Yeah, but that's like
they probably did a lot of research to make sure that was close.
Yeah,
accurate
that was
than...
probably the like only like fire
that's semi...
emergency show that I've watched. Like
was that
truly,
a show or a movie?
It was a movie.
Okay, yeah. I'm like, am I thinking the wrong thing?
Dennis Leary,
rescue me.
That one, Dennis Leary.
That one, not fire wise, but like fire life.
Yeah,
and on the job
right.
They. That was nailed it.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, good to know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, a lot
really
of them are like, this doesn't happen. It's right. Not happen
but
in real life.
It does.
Well, some of the scenarios, too, that they come up with, I go, they literally have chosen that because that happened in real life, and that scares me.
Yeah.
Yeah, in an episode when you're running, like, you know, 16 true emergencies and the whole world ends, and they come back and, you know, 2 hours for
a little
break.
Like, they start cooking.
What?
And they make chili.
Yeah.
Not a hair out of place.
Yeah.
They make some chili.
Right.
And they do some pranks.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's life. Do you call the new guys probies?
Yeah. They're okay. Probie for a year.
A year.
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
That's
do
a
they have to
thing.
Do anything specific to get out of that or just the year mark?
They have to test out. Yeah.
Okay. Test.
But it's a fun year.
Yeah.
So
for you guys, right?
Well, yeah.
Not for them.
Just enjoy it.
Yeah. What's probie mean?
So you're a probationary firefighter for
gotcha.
A year. Yeah. You get a lot to learn in that
yeah.
one year. And then, you know, you just continue to learn after that. But
the big thing is whether or not firefighting is for you.
Yeah. Yeah. Hopefully within the first month, you know, you can really figure that out. Yeah.
Tyler, anything else about the Auburn Fire Department or your involvement with Wishes in the Valley that you would like to tell our listeners before we move on to our final segment?
Just, you know, we got a lot of good, hardworking men and women working for the Auburn Fire Department, and they're out there every day on the grind, so trying to keep the citizens safe and keep themselves safe. So
we appreciate you.
We appreciate the support from the community and the stakeholders, and want to be able to do our part in giving back. So
yeah. And for God's sakes, people, when you're on the road and you hear the sirens,
move.
Pull to the side of the road.
Yeah, and just stop.
Get out of the way.
Just right? Stop.
Just stop. Just stop. My God.
Yeah, I would not want to drive one of those things.
Oh, man.
Hard time with that.
You just love, like, when people go like this, when a fire truck's coming, and they have to pull over, and they're like, what? What did I do?
And they try to outrun you. It's like, right. Jeez, I'm crying. Right. Yeah.
All right. Try to outrun you.
just little.
Can you imagine?
Little PSA from the Lunch Bunch. Yeah.
Next year marks 30 years of Uncle Andy's Digest. What started as a beloved print publication has grown into Lydia Media, a full-service marketing partner helping local businesses thrive. From LA Metro Magazine and the Lydia's Lunch Bunch podcast to social media management, website design, and advertising across all platforms, we've got your marketing needs covered. If you're a business making a difference in our community, let's connect. Lydia Media is here to tell your story and help you grow. Lydia Media, in business, for business. Learn more at lydiamediallc.com.
Tyler, as you know, because you've listened to a few episodes, yep. We like to close the show with a segment called Three Random Questions, where we ask you questions that have nothing to do with anything we've talked about so far. So we know you are a firefighter, we know you can cook, and we know you can play golf. Putting those skills aside, what could you teach someone to do today with 100% certainty?
How to catch a football.
All right.
Yeah.
What's the technique?
Just be good.
No, just kidding. No.
It all depends on where the ball's thrown. I've been able to help coach my high school football team when I got out of school, and I've been there pretty much since graduation. So just another way to give back, but I've been able to teach some kids how to catch a football and hold on to it. So
when I played back in the day, the saying
you
was,
played football?
If you can touch it, you should catch
it. You gotta catch it.
Right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Okay. I just wanted to know still. if that's still...
You played football.
I did.
I didn't know that. What position did you play?
I was middle linebacker and center.
Wow.
Yeah. A lot of contact and safety.
Yeah.
And I was a long snapper, too.
Jeez. Sweet.
Yeah. That, yeah. That.
Beat up left and right.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
Did you take a lot of hits?
The long snapper was by mistake. I was just goofing around on the sideline, and the coach saw me. He's like, hey, get in there.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, no thanks, coach.
No thanks.
Yep. That was a whole thing.
I did not know that.
Anyway.
Fascinating. That was a good
Who's
question.
Next?
If you could direct a blockbuster movie, what would it be about?
Good question.
Jeez, that's a good one. A blockbuster, huh? Probably a union firefighter that is an amateur golfer trying to go pro, kind of like Invincible with football, right. But
nice.
Golf.
Nice. I like it. I'd watch that.
Thanks.
Sounds good.
See, we got our own Marky Mark right here in Auburn. Oh, we can't call him that anymore.
Yeah, he doesn't like that.
That's right. He doesn't care.
He doesn't
for that.
Like it. Yeah. No.
We're never going to get him on, Mark, if you call him Marky
That's
Mark.
That's right. You know what, though? I bet we could get a member of the Funky Bunch.
Yeah.
Probably.
We could get some dirt.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. My question is, would you rather have spaghetti for eyelashes or spaghetti for a beard?
Ooh. Beard.
Why?
Yeah. Because I really would not want anything in my eye, like dripping over my eyes. Yeah. Ugh.
Especially if it was like with meat sauce or something. Yeah,
I was just thinking plain spaghetti. I
mean, oh, okay.
Yeah,
it'd still be hard to fight a fire with spaghetti lashes.
Yeah.
Is it true that you're not allowed to have like facial hair as a firefighter?
Correct. Yeah.
Oh.
For the seal of your mask.
So, but you're allowed to have like a mustache.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's why you see those. Goofy mustaches. Sometimes.
Goofy mustaches.
Yeah. Yeah, like Dan Bowie's got.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. No, sometimes you see some mustache and you're like, geez.
That's a mustache.
Might as well be
That's
a beard.
Mustache, like, yeah.
Should be made out of spaghetti.
Yeah.
You have a little snack if you get hungry.
I wonder if they'd change the rules if your beard was made of spaghetti.
We should probably end on that.
Okay. Okay.
We're going downhill quick.
We usually do about this time.
Yeah. Spaghetti beer.
Tyler, thank you so much for your time today, and we appreciate you.
Thank
and
you
we'll
for
see
having
you
me.
Saturday.
Yeah.
Wishes
Saturday.
In the Valley.
Awesome.
And hopefully back here in October for Fire Prevention.
Yeah, Fire Prevention Month. Appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thanks to our sponsor for today's episode, Rupert's Beverage and Redemption. And if you'd like to be part of the Lydia's Lunch Bunch advertising family, reach out to Pam via email at pam@lydiamediallc.com.
But wait until after August 9th.
Yeah. She's not going to answer.
Right.
You.
Yeah. Don't be emailing Pam this week.
Don't.
She's a little busy.
It's 4 days away.
Have a great day. And remember, don't bite your cat.